Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios for hour number three. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, you know, we try to do what we can for y'all to meet people that are running for office. We can't do every single race, obviously. We can't do every candidate in every race. And we wind up having people come on that are already incumbents, some that are challenging an incumbent. Well, we got a challenger coming on right now. I met him recently at a Etowah County Republican Party meeting. Brian Newell is currently running for Congressional District 3. That's the seat currently held by Congressman Mike Rogers. So Brian Newell is running for CD3 against Mike Rogers, and Newell hails from the Moody St. Clair area. So without further ado, let me just quit talking, and I'll just go ahead and bring him on. Brian Newell, how you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making some time for us, man. I apologize. We've not been able to connect much in the last couple of weeks, but we got you on at least today before the primary, right?
Yeah, it's been real busy. That's for sure. You know,
I am sure that's true. So, hey, by the way, for those who don't know, I mean, the congressional district lines may have been redrawn. Like Etowah County, for the first time ever, is in what is now, you know, the new version of Congressional District 3. We've always been in 4. Tell us, if you would, what counties you're running to represent in Congress.
It's going to be Calhoun County, Chambers County, Cherokee County, Clay County, Claiborne County, Lee County, Etowah, Randolph, St. Clair, Tallapoosa, and Talladega. But it gets broken up down there at the around the Sylacauga part of Talladega County.
Okay,
it's chopped in half.
Yeah, so it's basically runs down the east side of the state, a pretty good chunk of that space there.
Yes, it does.
All right, man. So, listen, you're running against a longtime incumbent. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and then tell us why you ran. So start with who you are, what your background is.
Well, besides, you know, when I was born into poverty in Anniston, Alabama. I was born into poverty, and my mother gave me up for adoption. So my parents adopted me when I was 7 months old when I was finally adopted, and I was raised up in Winston County. So then after I went off into the military and came back and had a business venture and then came back to into the military when 9/11 hit, I stayed until my retirement. And then so I retired in 2018 and moved to St. Clair County. So, you know, I'm a retired Army combat veteran. I served my country for over 22 years. I deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan multiple times, and I swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You know, to this day, at Fort Eustis, Virginia, I'm known as one of the founding fathers of the Army Aviation Hydraulics Corps because we solved a 17-year problem in 9 months, and that's the approach that I'm trying to bring to Congress now, coming up with real solutions in the shortest amount of time possible.
Well, man, so first of all, thank you for your service. And you had a full 20 years.
Well, I appreciate yours.
No, well, thank you, man. So you had a full 20-year career plus, or what? How long were you in?
Yes, 22 years.
What rank did you retire as?
Sergeant First Class.
Outstanding. So coming out as an E-7 with a great career and multiple combat tours. And then you said you also did some time just in the private sector doing business work. What about that? What do you do?
Yes, I did like 5 years in the infantry, and then I got out. Then I was ready for college, and I went to college, and then I opened up an auto collision repair business. And then once I sold that, I moved to Hawaii, and then that's where I was staying, and that's when 9/11 hit. And, you know, a couple of years later, you know, I'm raising my hand going back into the service.
Well, thank you for all of that. Are you a family man?
Yes, I have 3 kids and 3 grandkids. You know, we have 1 daughter. She was of course military brat. Of course, she was bound to follow the steps and get involved with a soldier, and she did. And they stayed in Texas, and then of course everybody else is came here with us.
Well, that's. There's nothing like seeing the next generation in your family appreciate what you did that it still wants it. I mean, I've got that going on in my life right now. It's an honor to see the next generation decide that something you did was worth following.
got something funny. When my daughter, when we first moved here to Alabama, you know, she came up to me. She was like, "Dad, why is everybody so old?" And I was like, "Jasmine, you spent your whole life in the military community where everybody's average age is between 20 and 40. I said, "Welcome to the real world."
This is true. Well, listen, so you've got a race that covers a lot of geographic space, and you're running against a longtime incumbent. What are the things when you say you want to go up there and help make decisions? Is there any one thing that you look at and go, "All right, that's it. I got to run for office. I can't sit by and watch that kind of thing happen."
Well, when I saw the debacle in Afghanistan, that pissed me off. You know, seeing all the stuff that we left behind and the way that we did it it's like we didn't even learn anything when Vietnam hit. You know, so obviously you had a bunch of morons running this whole debacle with that one. And then you top it all off, then you see the immigration problem that could have been solved back in 2017 when we had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and our career politicians just sit on their hands and let the president plug up the holes. Well, what happened 3 years ago? All of a sudden, you know, they sit on their hands and watch our nation crumble beneath their feet and watch another 9 million illegal immigrants cross over our border. You know, sometimes enough is enough. You know, I can't sit here and complain about it enough on my couch and nobody is listening, you know, so I have to stand up. You know, I've been, you know, protecting our freedoms and our way of life for the past 22 years. Well, guess what? It ain't nothing ain't no big problem standing up again and standing up for our values and our freedoms that we hold dear instead of watching some career politician that has no military experience and no leadership experience sit on their hands and watch the nation crumble beneath them.
So is there I hear you, man. And yes, the thing about Afghanistan, I was there at the beginning of the war. I was literally on the air with this show when the news broke about the way that pullout was starting, and then it became a weeks long thing on my show. It was awful. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of these career politicians, they have no end game. You know, that's the problem. They do not. Every action calls for a reaction, and they never think. All these politicians want to do is throw money at something and expect it to go away. I'm sorry, you know, your actions that you take in Congress have reactions. You know, this is the reaction for being an incompetent career politician.
Well, so let me ask you this. We got 3 or 4 minutes left right now. You're running against Mike Rogers. Is there anything about Mike Rogers, his personal candidacy or his platforms or his accomplishments or lack thereof that you take issue with per se?
Oh, yes, I have plenty of them. All right. First of all, you got the guy with a 62% conservative voting record. All right. Second of all, he goes off and gets in a fight on the House floor. I'm not even going to mention what that other congressman said at that moment in time. You can check it out on Wikipedia or about 4 other news agencies. All right. Then how about getting threatened by the Alabama GOP to be kicked off the ballot because he'd rather go over there to the Democrats, work with Hakeem Jeffries to elect the Speaker of the House rather than voting for the Republican, Jim Jordan. So when they threaten to kick him off the ballot, all of a sudden he comes back. Oh, no, no problem, you know. And then let's talk about only 2 bills in 20 years, and the second one was the National Defense Authorization Act. Holy crap. Well, let's see what that has. And he was on TV talking about how it was the best thing for the military since sliced bread, and all of a sudden, we see what's really inside that bill. Oh, we have, oh, it authorizes, it funds sex reassignment surgeries for service members. It funds abortion travel for service members, and it funds CRT and DEI training for our service members. I am sorry, but allowing cancers at the inner core of our military is not going to help the situation at all. We are, 60% under strength right now? You know, where they've already said, well, guess what? You can join the Navy without a high school diploma or a GED. Oh, guess what? If you used to be able to fail the ASVAB, well, now you're passing. So I'm sick and tired of it. It's ridiculous. Allowing those cancers to grow inside the core of our military is not benefiting us at all. And then nobody pays attention to what allowing the sex reassignment surgeries. As soon as that person goes up there and they say, hey, Sergeant, I think I want to be a female today, for example. Okay, go to the med clinic. They put you on meds. Now you're non-deployable for about 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, I want to have my surgery now. Okay. You have your surgery now. You're non-deployable for about 2.5 years. Oh, now your enlistment is up. Do you want to re-enlist? No, thanks to the Army, I just got all my stuff paid for. Well, now the person gets out, and he gets his VA benefits for all the surgery that he just now had, and we're going to pay for it for the rest of his life. I am sorry. You know, somebody that gets their arm and leg blown off is at the same percentage as somebody that just had sex reassignment surgery. I am sorry. I have a little bit of offensive, a little bit of passion toward defunding all three of those as soon as I get into office.
Man, you are definitely preaching the right side song. So, listen, we're coming up against a break. We're out of time. I'm glad that we got a moment there with you. This is by the way, you guys are hearing Brian Newell, who is running for Congressional District 3, the new drawn lines of CD3 along the eastern side of our state. A big part of our listening area is covered in that. Brian, if folks want to find out more about you, where can they find out about you?
Brian, that's Bryan, the number 4, congress.com.
Brian, with a Y, 4, congress.com. All right, man. Listen, Tuesday is coming. You can sleep on Wednesday, all right?
All righty.
All right, take care, man.
It was nice talking to you.
You too. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, listen, I love hearing passion, man. Are we back on? My mic just jimmied up. But I love it when folks are running for office and they've got a passion for what they're doing. I think you heard that in Charlotte Meadows earlier. You definitely just heard it in Brian Newell just then. And so anyway, you want to complain or you want to get involved? That's kind of what I just heard. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. It's Friday afternoon, and we got one more dipper to go. And text lines are open, 833-687-4448. Text it in or call it in. We're going to the Green New Steel. Y'all stay home. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.